views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is, it's August the 31st, 2018, the last day of August. And if you would like to get in on our conversation today, we have a live show for you today. Definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we got my man, Keith. Pastor Keith is going to be in the building today, co-hosting as well. Big ups to Scotty. Big ups to all of our Tando Radio Show listeners and all of our Black Talk Radio Network listeners. We need to continue. We need to actually get some donations in for the platform so that it will always be here for us. And if you would, please go to www.blacktalkradionetwork. Make a donation to the network so this network can continue to grow and do what it's been doing. You can go to the website, hit the donation prompt. All donations are greatly appreciated. Without those donations, we won't be able to have Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty won't be able to do what he's able to do. You know, we have to appreciate what it is that we have. I need to be making a donation real soon here. You all that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, Tando, and all the other programs brought to you by the NIST Network need to do that as well, especially for what's going on, because if we don't do it, we're going to lose it all. And this platform is too valuable to be lost. So definitely, please go to the network's website and hit the donation prompt. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together by this network so that you can engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected, meaning they will not sell your identity to any bidder. And they do not data mine your overall information, meaning that they do not collect it. But here's what happens is that others, members may see some of the stuff that you post, but it's different than the other platforms. So this is a membership. And the other ones, they're so-called FedBook, most people think it's free, but it's not free. It's a huge cost that you pay for it. And many of you haven't seen that cost, and this is why you'll continue to have to pay it. Here at BTR Community is the only place that I post. You can post things about you, your business, or other businesses that you think need to have more public exposure, or things that you think that need to come to light, or things that you want to discuss in a more holistic way. For only $24 a year, the annual one-time payment of $24 per year gets you access to BTR Community, and you can go in and within reason and definitely promote yourself, your business, and things of that nature, and all of your social media activities. So come on over to BTR Community. the only place that I post. And this is where I put all of the articles for the show, for what's in the news and everything else. So definitely that's where you need to be. All right. So one second. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you need to go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint, full service precious metals dealership, where you can exchange your slave wage for real money. And that's very important, especially for as everything is developing and unfolding in the directions and the trends that are starting to be set into place. A lot of them are economic trends, because that's how you subjugate and enslave people. So please come on over to Prosperity Mint. Go to prosperitymint.com, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory. Then before you make the purchase, ready to make your purchase, exchange your cash for real money, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener. And someone will get in contact with you to make sure that you understand and briefly tell you how the buying process works. It won't be used for anything else other than that. Very important to your benefit, because if you do it wrong, it could have some real bad effects on you, and you may not. And it's a little some things you need to know, and I'm just going to put it that way, and that's why that is there. So check that out. Okay, so we're going to get into today's show, and just want to say, Keith, if you ever want to get in, just give me a thumbs up. I'll unmute you and get you in. Just want to say welcome to Tando Radio Show again, and looking forward to having a great, great show for all of you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. It's Friday. We usually call this Financial Friday, but it's one of those Fridays. Is also, there's something that you think that's odd, or some things that you want to share that's going on, then please definitely engage with us with that, and so that the people will know, and you know, it's people can make some good decisions about different things, because that's what this platform is all about. Some of the reasons why I started Tando Radio Show was to get information out. I was actually, Brother Davis and I were conversating, and we needed to get people prepared. So we used to just do weekend calls for preparedness for individuals. And then it said we would do it throughout the week, started a radio show. And we were on another network, and then we came here to Black Talk Radio Network, where we've been for a couple of years now. And we've been trying to get people as prepared. And on this show, I usually give some articles and some news things that's going on that aren't mainstream, or things that you won't know that are out there, so that you can make decisions that's in the best interest of you, your family, and the overall community at large. So we give you some of the things that's going on. We'll put our commentary to it, our interpretation to it. Doesn't make it right. We'll even put our opinion to it. But it's on you to make that determining factor. But we do that so that you can see the importance of right now, the importance of the moment. As my man Mel says, the only thing we have is the moment, which is very true. And the moment is a matter of the moment for right now that's going to lead to the moments of eternity, because every single one of you, in my opinion, is going to be living forever. So do as much as you can right now, learn as much as you can, and take the position of who you are and the fullness of your capabilities that you actually have at your disposal. Make sure that they primarily and first they benefit you and how you resonate and what's important to you, because this is your free will. This is your energy. These are your talents and abilities, and they definitely should definitely bring prosperity to you. So Tando Radio Show, we bring you news articles. We're also from time to time, I don't like too much telling people how to prepare unless I know the individual, unless I can talk to the individual and get some ideas of who they are. But it's really, I give generic things about preparing, because everyone is at different parts on the globe. There are different, you know, areas, regions within the overall sectors of governance. They're in different climates. They are dealing with different circumstances, and they are dealing with different adversities and obstacles, and they have different opportunities. So what I like to always do is just to give general things, but if you as Tando Radio Show listeners, if there's something specific that you would like or a question that you would have about preparing, I don't know everything about preparing, but preparing is not just something that I talk about. It is actually a real lifestyle that I have. And that's not a bad thing. And most people think that, oh, well, you're preparing for a disaster. No, you should be preparing for everything. You should be preparing for success. You should be preparing to preparation is nothing more than utilizing tools, information, so that you can put the proper energy behind things to best serve your interests. That's what preparing is. You should be preparing for a brighter tomorrow. So preparation is not just, and you know, in today's world, they like to put a stigma on preparing so that you won't do it, so that you'll always get caught unprepared. It is very unpopular to prepare. It's very popular to be unprepared. And you've seen throughout human history what happens to those that are unprepared. One of the things that I always like to say and quote is that you can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences of reality. Because the consequences of reality, they don't discriminate. They don't care who you are. They're indiscriminate. They will either adversely or beneficially affect you. A lot of times, sometimes unbeknowing to you, but you can actually cause and channel and put yourself in a position where one will be more prevalent in your life. If you're unprepared, then the adversities of being unprepared is going to be more prevalent in your life. If you prepare, then the benefits of being prepared are probably going to be more prevalent in your life. That's why you should do it. This is why it's critical for you and for us to take a different mindset. See, the system doesn't want you to think for itself. Doesn't want you to think for yourself. The system actually was designed to get you to surrender your thought process and to be told what to do, what to think, where to live, who to be friends with, who to be enemies with, who to love, who to hate, who to be angry at with, who to give immunity to, who to give leniency to. That means that the system has your life and you don't have yours. That's what preparing is all about. It's basically coursing your life off of your own self-determination. So that's why we do what we do. Just wanted to give that out to you. So we're going to jump into today's show. I have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And today's show, the topic is tariffs, violence, collapsed markets, and war. The president's promise is real. That's today's show on this Financial Friday. So let's jump into some of the articles from what's in the news. First article I got from Bloomberg. You want to check this one out. Let me just get it situated here. And it says, Trump makes clear EU won't escape his trade, trade. Let me move this. Basically, his sanctions. Actually, celebrity figurehead Trump actually increased the overall sanctions against the EU and excluded them from trying to get away from the auto sanctions. Think about that. How many foreign-made cars, European cars, are in the United States? Generally, it's always been thought of as some of the best cars in the world are European, particularly German. Your Mercedes, your Porsche, your Volkswagen, the other German automakers. Those cars are everywhere in the States. And so celebrity figurehead Trump rejects EU's zero tariffs offer for cars as not enough. So the overall, this whole thing is going to continue to to grow, and we'll touch on some of this and what that means. It's a complete move to actually destabilize your quality of life and your standard of living. So check out that article. And real quickly, let me go a couple of other things that kind of tie into that, and we've actually touched on some of them in what's in the news today. There has been a lot of currency wars and trade wars. Tariffs are a part of the trade war, back and forth. Volleys back and forth between the corporation of the United States and everyone that they're targeting in their tariffs, in their trade wars. And that basically, if you look at it now, they're basically targeting every single one of the G7 countries, the G20 countries, and adverse to them. They're basically isolating themselves from the rest of the world. You can't win. Once a country no longer has any allies, it will not exist. Can't. And that's basically a lot of the things that are happening and that's going on there. So we'll touch on that a little further, but I just want to go over just a couple of things of what's in the news. And there were some things that I didn't post just because of the interest of time, but I'll run over them really quickly for you all and then get back into what's in the news. So let me just fix this real quickly and we'll get back into it. All right, here we go. So also, next article that I posted comes from Russia International. Russia warns U.S. not to play with fire in Syria. Lavrov, and Lavrov is the Russian foreign minister. Right now, the U.S. and its mercenary force for hire are actually being forcefully, by way of military intervention, being expelled out of Syria. And these battles and these confrontations have been ramping up over the past couple of days, and they are going to be probably mainstream media news relatively soon. And I would just say to you all, heads up, this is probably going to lead to some very adverse events. And you need to be prepared and aware of that. And the key to preparing is that you always prepare when no one else is looking. That way you won't have to compete against everyone else for what it is that you need. You can't, the competition is not a good thing when you're competing for the staple goods of life. It's not a place you want to have competition, because to lose that overall competition could cost so much. So you have to. Syria has picked back up, and the overall military engagement in Syria has picked back up. I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. gets involved militarily in a very big, overt way in Syria, and has some very difficult and hard to swallow events that come out of it. So be aware of that. That is happening right now. Next article I got from Bloomberg as well. In this article, Trump says he will pull U.S. out of the WTO, World Trade Organization, if they don't shape up. You notice and you see in the overall underlining and common denominator here, the U.S. is basically at war with everyone in the world. And it may be just a war of words and a war of policy right now, but that actually always leads to, you know, an argument leads to a fist fight, and fist fights can lead to gunfights. And that's what's happening now. So, celebrity figurehead Trump threatens to pull the U.S. out of the WTO if it doesn't shape up. The rest of the world is going to say, you know what? We don't need the U.S. anymore. So who are they to determine which shape anyone is in when they're completely out of shape? So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from oilprice.com. Excuse me, one second. This one comes from oilprice.com. And it says, world higher oil price boosts Petro China's profit to three-year high. This is very important because what's happening is that China is now taking its overall place as one of the countries that's going to replace the petrodollar with the petroyuan dollar, and China being one of the hubs for overall transfer of energy globally. So higher order oil prices boost PetroChina's profit to 3 year high. And you'll see how that plays out a little bit later on in the show as well. So check out that article, which is not being talked about. And what does that basically mean? It basically is stating, ladies and gentlemen, is that the U.S. is not going to be the only monopoly in the overall transfer of oils, trading of oil. Meaning the U.S. won't be getting paid as a middleman for the oil deals that countries in buying and selling oil. There's going to be competition to that. And really it won't be competition to that because everyone has now actually been adversely affected by that middleman for so long. So now that there's another platform and another place for people to countries to trade in oil, they all are going to prefer those terms of the trade instead of the ones that they were forced to take in the past. So that means your quality of life and your standard of living is going to be adversely affected. Next article I got from South China Morning Post, and this was an old but goody one. I had to bring this back because of what's going on in the world, and it's good to read the older articles to see where we are today, and you can see why I posted them way back in Tando Radio Show until right now. You can see them unfolding as we speak. Why the days of Western banks in Asia are clearly numbered. Why the days of Western banks in Asia are clearly numbered. Many people already know that the Chinese banks are some of the largest in the world. But I was astounded to learn that recently some of the banks in India have a market capitalization greater. You need to check out that article. We may touch on that because this was an article I posted back, I believe, in 2016. And here we are today, and you can start to see how that's all unfolding. Think is if you are in BTR community, go back to some of the earliest postings. If you just have some time that you want to do some research and to see how all this stuff starts to evolve, go back to some of the articles that we posted inside of BTR community. And how you find us in BTR community is Tando Radio Show. Just put in Tando Radio Show. Go back as far as you can and look at some of those articles, and you can see them unfolding right now. Right now. So that was an oldie but goodie. Next article, this one comes from Strategic Culture. This is critical. We'll touch on this because this has some major, major, major implications in your life and in our lives and in people that we love lives. Russia holds the biggest war games in its history. Russia will hold the biggest war game in its history since 1991, September 11th through the 15th. Do you think that that was a coincidence that it was on is going to be on September 11th through 15th? Absolutely not. And we'll touch on this in the overall show. I anticipate some major events unfolding, and you should be aware, but never scared. Always prepared. Be prepared because we are in the overall season. A couple of Fridays ago, I did the show that the reasons why we are entering the overall false flag in the major event stages of events, in where I definitely see some very disturbing things happening on grand global scale, on a grand global scale. And I wouldn't be surprised from now until the end of the year particularly next month, or really from now on, we are in that overall zone of preferred events. The system loves to do things in late August, in September, and October. And the actual markets are indicating that in so many ways. I hope it doesn't happen, but definitely be prepared if for things to happen. And one of the things I always like to say about being prepared, if you're prepared, then you don't lose anything, because everything that you've used to prepare for is usable. You can use it. If you're not prepared and something happens, you have the opportunity to lose everything. You decide. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. Trump to back $200 billion in Chinese tariffs as early as next week, sources says. So here we go. More tariffs, and trade wars is the last step before shooting wars. Same thing happened in all of the wars. Japan had to basically attack Pearl Harbor because of trade wars and sanctions. Once you get hit with trade wars and sanctions, once currencies and fair currency exchange happens, and once it becomes unevenly yoked, then it goes into trade wars. And once trade between countries stop, the next thing that starts is bullets start to fly. When they stop exchanging goods, then once the stop of goods being exchanged, the next thing that they're going to exchange is blows, military blows. So that's how it always goes. Currency wars lead in trade wars, and trade wars lead into the actual shooting wars. So very important. Check out that article. Next article I got from Alt Media. Are multiple failed coups leading to the engineered fall of America? Check out that article. Next article I got from CBN News. Celebrity figurehead Vice President Pence to CBN News on Democrats' impeachment talk. I take them at their word, because you know he's probably behind closed doors is pushing for them to do it and actually gathering the so-called Republican support for them to do it. Why? Because that would put him in the position that he was selected for. So check out that article. Next article, this is a critical major one. This one comes from Reuters. Exclusive. Five companies to deliver oil through Shanghai crude. The Petroyuan is fully operational. So this one is five companies will deliver crude next month to buyers through the Shanghai International Energy Exchange, the INE. Oil futures, the first physical settlement of contracts that China hopes will compete with the global benchmark. Game over. And we're going to definitely touch on this. Basically, now the Chinese yuan, you can actually say that it is now completely official that there is the petro yuan, which means that it's going to take what? It's going to take market share from the petrodollar. And the petrodollar can't afford to lose any form of momentum. Why can't the petrodollar afford to lose any momentum? Because it has too much debt that it has to service. Game, set, match. Go, Serena. Go, Venus. Oh, they play tonight. Serena and Venus play tonight. I'm going to have to say, you know what? I love Serena. But Venus is, she's just such a good person. I always root for her to beat Serena. And I hope that Venus wins again. Serena is just golden. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the two sisters and their relationship. And the reason why I like, and I don't know where did this come from, but that's okay. This is our show. The reason why I always root for Venus, because playing Serena pains her more. I think she absolutely hates doing it because she loves Serena so much. Serena hates playing her just as well, but I don't think that it pains Serena to beat anybody. And so, but it's so difficult, and that's so endearing to me. It's so endearing to me, so I always root for Venus slightly over Serena. And when I say slightly, it's just that. I just hate that they seeing Venus go through that pain, because you can tell it's not where she wants to be. You can see how uncomfortable she is. She's there, you know, playing her sister. And so they've had some great, great matches, and so hopefully Venus can win. And then, you know, that's kind of hard that when it's a major, the U.S. Open, not to have, you know, because the likelihood of the one of the two that will probably have the better chance of winning it all is Serena. But I just love Venus's heart. I love Serena's talent, and I love Venus's heart. So, hey, just me. So, all right, next article I got from Sputnik News. Let's hurry up. We got to get to this. Got a lot of great stuff that we need to get to you on today's show. Next article got from Sputnik News. Very important article. Nordic Stream 2 construction kicks off in German's waters despite sanctions threat. Oh, man. I don't know how we can convey this anymore to our listeners, that the U.S. is a has-been country. It's really a right now it is a fallen empire that still has a crown on its head, but the overall jewels have been taken from the crown. Dead nation walking. I don't know how we can, I don't know, it, you know, this is what we do, but this, the key words here is, see, what happens is that the countries use the media to send signals and to those in other countries, some of their sleeper cells and other also heads of state, to make decisions that align up what's going on. Here's the key four words that's critical to this. It's not the Nordic Stream 2 construction kicks off. In the words that really send the message is German waters despite sanctions. What does this mean? Remember, France said they need to have a military alliance. When they say they need to have a military alliance, that means they've already agreed to one. It's already in place. France told you that they are now allies with Russia. And when they told you that, they were telling you that Germany is as well. Right here, this tells you that Germany, France, and Europe have decided completely to go with Russia. And once the overall economic benefits happen, guess what they're going to do? Germany and the EU is going to, the United States. What's good for the goose is what? Good for the gander. And that is going to be very painful to you and I and everyone here, because that's who the sanctions burden is going to be placed upon, like it is in other nations. It won't affect the corporation of the United States. It will just affect those that call themselves so-called citizens of, like in all the other nations that are being sanctioned. It's not affecting Iran, the government of Iran, but these people that call them, the people that happen to live in that territorial region that are known as Iranians, they are feeling the full effects of that. Turkey, Venezuela, you. It's just a matter of time. You think all these countries aren't going to gang up and say, you know what? Let's sanction against the U.S. They don't have any allies, so now we can actually sanction them into non-existence. You are currently living in a fifth world country.
Fifth world, not third world, not fourth world, fifth world. Here's my overall definition and why that's a fifth. The United States is a fifth world country because it was at one time a first rate country. From going from the top, there's only one place to go now, down to the bottom. And in this overall fall to the bottom, it's going to be a free fall. It's going to make the overall how quick the towers came down each time they came down. It's going to make it took an hour for the tower just to get 100 feet below where it was. The overall free fall, this is going to be at supersonic free fall. And it's going to be it's going to be so bad to where this will be a fifth world because everyone and everything and all the infrastructure is based off of a first world nation. So that when the first world nation when they're not able to maintain that, when the maintenance on that overall establishment, on that overall tower is not being serviced, that tower is real high. Keith, that tower is real high, real broad. So what does it have? Its overall footprint is extremely heavy and deep, and these cracks can't withstand without maintenance. And the cracks that come in without the maintaining these cracks, the whole thing will crumble under its own weight. And when this country continues to crumble under its own weight, it's going to go far past second world, third world, fourth world. It'll bottom out at fifth world because of how enormous the infrastructure was built and how much it had to bear to maintain a first world rating. Things you need to know. So check out that critical article. I don't know if we're going to touch on that one today. We're probably going to get to it in time. Next article got from Press TV. And Press TV is an Iranian publication. EU, the European Union, China vow retaliation to Trump's new trade threat. The European Union and China have warned that if U.S. celebrity figurehead president imposes new tariffs and bilateral trade, they will respond in kind. Boy, I told y'all. It was 2 years ago. I said, hey, the U.S. has been getting away with sanctioning people. They're going to use those same tools against them. Here it is. You know, the European Union, you know who that is? That's everyone except the U.S. in the G7 nations. And the EU, and believe me, the EU is not just going to be extended to the European nation. Oh, Japan will be a part of it too. See, Japan learned its lessons. They'll let everybody else do it while they're quietly sit back and support them. Oh, Japan and China's disagreement is nowhere near as bad as most as has been projected, because Japan and China realize that in order for them to I like to say that big business has a way of making enemies friendly, and that paradigm is going to be sought and put into place relatively soon. So the EU and China now are saying, guess what? We got something for you. How much does the U.S. import for its economy? Darn near everything. So when they sanction the U.S., well, they're basically going to be sanctioning your refrigerator, your pantry, your home, your lifestyle. When that old world sanctions, how bad is that going to hurt you? It's going to nullify you if you're not prepared. So there it is. Next article, and this one came from RT International. Breaking news, Russia Today International. Russia to stop ferrying U.S. astronaut to the International Space Station starting in April of 2019. Wait a minute. April of 2019. That sounds like it's a long way away. That's less than a year. That's less than 10 months. That's less than 8 months. Let me see. Let me make sure. Well, we're really in September. Ooh. That's 7 months away. Why so soon? Why so abruptly? What's the signal that's here? The reason why Russia is going to stop carrying U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station is, one, the U.S. doesn't have any capabilities to go to space anymore, so they have to rely on the Russians to get there. They really had to rely on the Russians, and they had to copy the Russians because the Russians really made all of the overall human impact in traveling into space. The U.S. didn't. They were always behind Russia. One of the things about Russia, Russia may have some problems making this, making that, but they make the best rockets and missiles that the world has known outside of Germany. Remember Sputnik? Where actually the Russians did go to the moon. I question if the Americans ever went to the moon. But here's the real signal. That means all alliance between the U.S., all military alliance and coordination with the U.S. is over. See, astronauts are really a part of the U.S. military. If you ever look at in the space shuttle and everything else, they didn't have private airline Captain Brown. They had colonels from the Air Force. Meaning if there's a colonel of an Air Force that's a commander of a vessel, that's a military vessel. Operating under military what? Terms and operational procedures. NASA is another form of the U.S. military, another branch of the U.S. military. Look at all of its flight people. All of the flight people are military personnel. That means that they are performing military operations. They're in control of it all. But here's the thing that you need to know. The reason why Russia is going to stop taking U.S. military into space, because that's what an astronaut is because they're going to be at war with the U.S. by August of 2019. And I definitely, this is one of the signals that lets you know. If you ever were looking for a date, Russia just gave you one. And there's a reason why they picked April. If you look at some of the major wars that started in the past, they all started pretty much in April. Actually, in my opinion, the actual all-out World War III actually started last year, in April of last year. Remember when celebrity figurehead Donald Trump so-called missile attacked Syria's air bases? Yeah, it was in April. That was the overall start. Later in history, it will be recorded that was the first, one of the first all-out military confrontations that started World War III, that begotted GW1, Global Nuclear War I. So, very telling, in my opinion. Next article from Sputnik News. You ready for this, Keith? Ready for this one, Keith? India to respond to U.S. refusals for sanctions waiver over the S-400. India has made it clear that it's going ahead with its plans to purchase the S-400 Trumpet air defense missile system from Russia, and that it will not be deterred by U.S. unilateral sanctions. India has also expressed itself similar over the U.S. sanctions on Iran, but continue to buy oil from the country. The BRICS, y'all. Brazil, India, Russia, China, South Africa. I've always said that India is a very, very critical thing in the overall, in this whole war paradigm. Where India goes is going to be critical. I always thought that India would be one of the last allies to leave the U.S. They're leaving the U.S. faster than I thought. Hey, and if Dave, you know anything about the militaries of the world and the military capabilities of the world, India has actually done mock war games with the U.S., and they totally annihilated them in, with their air power. India's air force is highly comparable, almost second to none. India, and it's a big surprise, India's air force is no joke.
Hey, Dave.
Absolutely no joke. Some of the best pilots in the world.
Dave.
India. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, on the BRICS Nation, I can't remember the article exactly. I may have posted it, the BTR community. I may not have because I've been focused on the prison strikes against slavery in the United States. But it was either a financial arm of the BRICS that they setting up. You know, you've talked about that before. But I saw an article that said it had one of the highest credit ratings or something to that effect.
Yep.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, we posted that yesterday.
Okay.
Yes, and I'll read it again, yeah.
And then, you know, China and Russia are doing joint military exercise. I read that the other day. And yeah, so I'm looking at this. All these nations are finally getting the gumption to call the U.S. U.S.gov on their bluff, man, on their bluffs.
Yeah.
It is a change in paradigm, man, and it's something that has been way overdue.
Yeah, and you know, as Scotty was saying, they're calling their bluff, but I think now that they're calling their bluff by sitting them on their buff, they're going to knock them out. They're not going to allow. See, one of the things that the nations aren't going to do is they're not going to allow the overall U.S. and the venomous relationships and the venomous tactics that they have, they're not going to allow them just to be pushed out on the side, because then they know that the U.S. will come around and back, and it will be, it's just like this. If someone has been trying to kill you, you should believe them. And when you have the opportunity, if you don't completely take them out, if you let them walk away, you just made the greatest mistake, because now they're going to go back and do what? Get stronger and find another way around you. And you're going to have to deal with them later. It's always better to deal with them now. And I definitely think that, as Scotty said, they're calling them on their bluff. But now they're going to knock them on their buff and completely take the U.S. out. They don't want that overall sleeping giant or to nullify the U.S. just in terms of sanctions. They want to completely, completely take them out of the picture for good. Or or just like Germany, for an overall time period, by totally decimating the overall country and the economy and everything else, that they won't have the capability of being relevant any longer. So yeah, it's here and it's happening. So basically, in this article, India, and what Scotty was talking about, the credit rating, we posted it yesterday. S&P gave the BRIC nations a AA+1 rating, just short of AAA, triple A's. So they got some of the highest for the NIB bank, and that is a part of what the BRIC nations doing with AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Banking, the new BRIC roads, I mean BRIC belt, Beltline and BRIC roads initiative, basically what China is doing along with other countries. So huge. Basically here, India is basically saying, remember what the U.S. said, we posted it, what the State Department said, is that any country that buys the S-400 is going to be sanctioned by the U.S. So now the U.S. is going to sanction India. You know what India said? So what? We're getting it. Why? Because one is beneficial over the other. If the U.S. See, before, the U.S. wouldn't even made that announcement they would have just told India, you better not buy those S-400s. You know what India would have said in the past? Okay, we can't do it. They'll cut us out of everything. They got us. Can't do it. Not only that, they would have never entertained buying or entertained talking to the Russians to buy any missile defense systems, because they knew what – it's just like this. It's just like you. You know, if you talk to this person, you can't talk to this person, because you know that they're enemies of this person over here. And if you do that, that person is going to say, what are you doing? Where's your alliance? So India is basically saying, go pound sand. We're buying it. Not only are we buying that, we're going to buy oil. India was the first country really to actually go against the U.S. and buy Iranian oil years ago. They were exchanging oil for gold. Man, this stuff is getting real. Next article. Got this one from Russia International. Vital U.S. moles in the Kremlin go missing. Vital U.S. moles in the Kremlin go missing. I will just say right now, we're going to touch on this, but I can't touch on it too much. There's a lot of military movement in the clandestine operational world. It's a lot going on right now. And when I say a lot going on, I mean huge events. Huge, huge events. I think that right now Russia and China are strategically positioning assets globally. And I said this yesterday, and it really came to full fruition for me yesterday. They're moving military assets in different parts of the world, and they're actually doing it in a way so that the U.S. won't know that where things are. And how do you do that in today's technology? You have to make your enemy blind. And there's unconfirmed reports that the U.S. has been blind for the past probably past 24 or 48 hours. That they don't know what the Chinese and the Russians and all of their allies and all of those that are engaging in them, what they're doing. Because some things are being hidden, and that is not a good thing. That means that they're doing it for a reason. And some of yesterday's announcements and the other day's announcement kind of substantiates and validates that. When France says that they need strategical alliance with Russia, that means that the deal has already been cut, signed, and is already operational before they announce it. Something major is up, y'all. And just wanted to, I can't really, you know, really talk about it, because I don't want to talk about things that I won't be able to give sourcing on. So just not, you know, something that I'll do, but I can see a lot that's going on. So next article from the South China Morning Post. PetroChina beefs up oil and gas output goals as new tariffs target U.S. energy. State-backed PetroChina has answered Chinese celebrity figurehead President Xi Jinping calls to enhance the nation's economic security by setting medium-term domestic oil and gas output growth rates. So check out that article. Next article, got from RT International. The celebrity figurehead President Erdogan of Turkey says Turkey's S-400 purchase a done deal. We'll get them soon. I think Turkey already got them. Why is Turkey defying the U.S., a NATO ally and supposedly a NATO partner? Because they ain't going to be an ally with them, and they ain't going to be a part of NATO no more. Remember when Turkey was petitioning at the last BRICS summit for them to be a part of BRICS? And they're saying, we don't care, we got the S-400 and that we're going to be getting it soon. When someone says they're getting it soon, that means they already got it. And some of the things that could be hidden is how Turkey is now operationally putting those S-400s into place. because once they get put into place and they're operational, for you to knock those out means that you're going to have to risk what? Going in there to do it. Huge, huge, huge. Next article. Celebrity figurehead from South China Morning Post. Trump wants new U.S. $200 billion Chinese tariffs as early as next week. Companies and members of the public have until September 6th to submit comments and proposal duties. And proposal duties, which cover everything from self stickers to semiconductors. Semiconductors are important. Semiconductors are important. Can you say semiconductors are really important for war? Can you say vital for war? Yeah. Keith said, can you say vital for war? So that's what's in the news. I'm sorry it took us a little bit longer, but man, there's a lot of stuff that's happening. In today's show, tariffs, violence, collapsed markets, and war, the president's promise is real. So we're going to take a look at that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation when we come back out of the commercial break, Scotty, just give me one extra minute during the commercial break. We'll greatly appreciate it. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Thank you, Scotty, for the time. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We're going to get into today's show in this hour. And is for today's show is that, hey, you got to believe them. From tariffs to violence to market crash to all-out war, the president's promise is real. Now, I'm not saying that. And I just want to make this known. Today's show is tariffs, violence, collapsed markets, and war. The president's promise is real. I just want to make sure that you all know my position of this. I'm a political atheist. All of the political parties have been compromised, and all of them serve a purpose that is, in my opinion, advantageous to, or in my opinion, their positions are actually the cause of much of the chaos and problems that everyone has to deal with. They're one of the two. They're a two-headed snake. And I guess it was best put that, you know, They're like the political parties are like the talons, the right talon and the left talon of the same bird. The left wing and the right wing still flies the same bird because they are in relationship with each other. That's my opinion. You may have a different one. I'm not going to try to talk you out of that one, and I won't be talked out of this one.
Hey, Dave, but if I can.
I want to. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give them a real world example. Just go to Twitter. Go to Twitter, put in the hashtag prison strike. I've been on there most of the morning retweeting new articles and other articles. So one of the things that's being pointed out right now, and I also posted an article to our abolitionist group, why are Democrats silent on the national prison strike? Why? Well, you got to ask yourself. Afropunk just published the article. And I wonder if they based it off of a tweet I sent out a few days ago. I was saying, I expected the Republicans to say nothing. They openly snuggle up to the private prison lobbyists and what have you. They have always been, quote unquote, tough on crime instead of smart on crime. You know what I'm saying? Like Afropunk points out in their article, well, the Democrats been just as complicit in erecting or expanding the system of slavery as much as the Republicans. So, you know, I'm with you on that. And that's evidence of that. And this one woman, she's tweeting at individual celebrity figureheads, as you call them, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders. You know, I've been asking them to when they tweeting about Donald Trump. I'm like, what about them national prison strikes, though? You got some comments on right. that? And so that's just an example of they agree on more things than they disagree.
Yes. And Scotty, and there's so many examples of that because, see, they are in relationship with each other. And we think that they are actually there to actually promote our agenda. Well, if our agenda was actually being represented, we wouldn't have the problems that we have. Look at the past, since the 70s, since the 60s. Some of the same problems that have befall the communities are still prevalent and still being exercised today. See, what happens is that they'll let the Republican Party win today, and then because of that, that means that it's a seesaw. Then they'll bring the Democratic Party, and it keeps going up and down, up and down. You remember when celebrity figurehead Obama won, they said the Republican Party is done. They're never going to rebound back. Then celebrity figurehead Trump won, they said the Democratic Party is done. They'll never come. It's the seesaw. It's the magic. But I don't want to labor too long there because we got to get into today's show. And I just want to say this, very, very important. We must be able to understand the difference between man's freedom and man's justice in comparison to the great creator's self-determination and sovereignty. There's a huge difference. See, man's justice is based off of privilege, and privilege is never morally lawful. Privilege is never morally lawful. You have a privileged celebrity figurehead. You have privileged celebrity figureheads since you've had celebrity figurehead presidents. All of them were privileged individuals, which made them morally unlawful. There was one celebrity figurehead that was privileged, and that privilege was still morally unlawful until that individual took a stand. And took a stand on a more moral side, and they were like, oh, you betraying us? This is why all the celebrity figureheads that become presidents, I think they remind them of a little area in downtown Dallas known as the Grassy Knoll, and they let them know about a celebrity figurehead president that tried to tell the world and warn the world about how things really work.
and that was betrayal. And they actually executed him on in front of everybody in the world on live TV just to let them know, don't think that you can ever run from our reach or your position could ever be beyond our scope and reach. Because privilege is never morally lawful. And see, authority always wants you to know no liberty. Authority always wants you to know no liberty. It always wants to have rule over you. That's their overall objective. And how they do it through their methods is they have the letter of the law. And they so-called have blind justice, which ain't blind at all. The blindfold on justice means is it equally hates all of you. It holds the scales of your life by a sword that is ready to swipe against you. Because authority wants you to know no liberty. In today's show, I want to take a look at something and Keith, I want to take a look at, there was an article that we posted yesterday, and it was about celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, and it says, Donald Trump told Christian leaders he got rid of the laws. And I'm going to have to let this pull up real quick, and we're going to get into this, and this was from what a lot of people would customarily call NBC News. I call it nothing but criminal news. And there's an article that's there. And the headline was, minus coming, and the headline was, in a closed door meeting, Trump told Christian leaders he got rid of a law. And that was the article from NBC News. I posted it. You can check it out there. And here's some parts of the article. And you really want to pay attention to this. And Keith, I want you to jump in here, because my overall computer is a little slower than yours. It says, oops, let me move this down. Here's the start of it. Hold on 1 second. In a closed-door meeting, Trump told Christian leaders he got rid of a law. He didn't. According to recorded experts from a private remarks, he said, and man, I can't always have a problem. Evangelicals were one election away from losing everything. Now let's take a look at this article, and I ask that you believe them because they're telling you in a very important way. In a closed-door meeting with evangelical leaders Monday night, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump repeated his debunked claims that he had gotten rid of a law forbidding churches and charitable organizations from endorsing political candidates, according to recorded excerpts reviewed by NBC News. In fact, the law remains on the books after efforts to kill it in Congress last year failed. So he said he got rid of something. Why did he say he got rid of it? Because he did. He just didn't go about it the overall traditional way. Article goes on. But Trump cited this alleged accomplishment as one in a series of gains he made for his conservative Christian supporters, as he warned, you are one election away from losing everything that you've gotten, and said
and said their opposition were violent people who would overturn these gains violently. Keith is looking at me with the most disgraceful look on his face. I feel you, Keith. It goes on. Listen, Trump addressed the law in the upcoming midterms in a private remarks Monday during a dinner with evangelical supporters at the White House after the press had left. At stake in the November midterms, Trump told the audience, are all the gains he's made for the conservative Christian? Quote, the level of hatred, the level of anger is unbelievable, he said. Part of it is because of some of the things that I've done for you and for me and for my family, but I've done them. Stop right there. Did you hear what the man said? One more time, quote, the level of hatred, the level of anger is unbelievable, Trump said. Part of it is because of some of the things that I've done for you and for me. And for my family, but I've done them. This November 6th election is very much a referendum on not only me, it is a referendum on your religion. It's a referendum on freedom of speech and the First Amendment. If the GOP loses, he said, they will overturn everything we've done. They'll do it quickly and violently. And violently. There's violence. When you look at Antifa and you look at some of these groups, they are violent people. Let me stop there. Let me tell you what Trump just said in this, and by his own mouth. One, he said, he told the Christian conservatives, I'm not a part of you. That's your religion, it's not mine. That's what he said, because he said, I did it for your religion. That distinguishes your religion means that it's not mine. Right? That's your car. It's not my car. That's your house. That's not my house. That's your country. That's not my country. This is your bill. This ain't my bill. That's your problem. It ain't my problem. Words are used to convey a message, and they tell you everything. But the most important thing was that he said something early on in the statement. He said, I've done some things for you and for me and for my family. Why is that so significant? Trump just lets you know why he actually took the overall position of the celebrity figurehead president. It was for him and for his family. This dude is the perfect selfie and perfect narcissistic and selfie era celebrity figurehead, perfect poster boy for the selfie world. He just admitted to a crime. He just admitted to high treason. He just admitted to high misdemeanors in office. Just by this, not only this, but many other statements. The statements that he made, I've done it for me. Now that does what? Now they can go after looking at it. Well, what did you do for you in office? It's illegal for you as a president to do anything for you in office. to use the overall seat of the celebrity figurehead presidents of the office for your overall individual gain. And then now you said you did something for your family as well. Any savvy attorney is going to do what? You know what? They're going to tell you what it was, and they're going to tell you that he admitted to it. Here's the overall corroborating evidence that goes along with what he done. What did you do? And what did you say? See, everything you say can and will be used against you. The question is now, he didn't elaborate on exactly what it is, but guess what? When now all the evidence comes in, they're going to use this as a what? Circumstantial evidence to prove that, yo, you did do this and you did knew it. You actually admitted it. Because he said, right? This is what he said. There are things that I've done for you. He actually would have been okay with that one right there. Because he could say that that's now his constituency. So there were things that I did for my constituency, my base. He said there are things that I did for me and for my family. That's the crime. Gotcha. And what he's laying out is, Scotty always talks about the codified language. He says that there's going to be violent, there's violent people. And he talked about a group. But see, all of these groups have been put into place because they serve a political purpose. See, politically correct is always morally wrong. And this is why I wanted to start this overall part of the show with saying, you know, privilege is never morally lawful. There are organizations that are given privilege over the needs and necessities of what's truly ailing our overall society. That's the privilege. Because the privilege is that they are giving precedence, they are given priority over, they are given the things, they are given full funding because they're privileged individuals, and it's always morally unlawful. I'll give you an example of privilege. McCain probably was one of the worst pilots for the U.S. ever to have, and they gave that numbnut not one opportunity, not two opportunities, but three opportunities, and he crashed the plane. How many people without the overall privilege would be able to crash one plane and get back into a seat? Keith was telling me that he was what number in his overall class?
He graduated 894th, I believe, out of
899 people in his class, and he graduated at 894, so five away from the bottom. So because of privilege, because of who his daddy was and who his granddaddy was at being admirals, he was what, the first, what was he? The what?
He was out of his class, he was the third one to be promoted.
The third one to be promoted, and he was the fifth from the bottom. This is where privilege becomes morally unlawful. He was unfit. And this is why also I say that authority never wants you to know liberty. And this is a prime example of authority never wanting you to know liberty. But see, the authority of the celebrity figurehead office is now invoking and is going to put into place. Remember when he said that if they try to impeach me, the market will crash? Do you realize what that was? That's a terroristic threat. That's another high crime that he just committed. If the market, if they impeach me, the market will crash. See, just like celebrity figurehead Trump made the fatal mistake of invoking himself in the overall NFL thing, now it actually became a civil rights violation for the NFL to have any form of sanctions against any of the players because the president himself invoked the overall office of the presidency into it once he made the comment that the NFL should get rid of all of them bums.
Does the NFL receive federal funding? Absolutely. Does the federal government receive state funding? Basically, does the federal government actually give, does the NFL get taxpayers' overall subsidies? Absolutely. Now it's a civil rights violation for them to sanction any player now. Because, see, the other celebrity figureheads would have said that that's a private matter. They would have never invoked it, and they would have said that's a private matter. But old selfie president, and I say selfie because Facebook has made us all utilizing our smartphones for dumb people. Overall selfie president, twitting and tweeting and telling president, jumped on right away. And it's all a setup. And it's a, such a setup that is very detrimental and dangerous to you and I. So right now, when he says all of these things, this is the set. He's telling you that they're going to have provocateurs. So when Trump says that there's going to be violence, believe me, there is going to be violence. That sends a green light and a signal to what? The provocateurs and the idiots that would say, President, just let me know what he wants me to do. Because people, there are fans of the office of the presidency. There are fans of Donald Trump. And the word fan means fanatics. You've seen them at games. I watch and go to games, and I watch a bunch of clowns come out in all of their suits. They will put on all types of clothes of the regalia of the team that they support, paint their face and everything else, and they say that it's all in fun. No, you're crazy. If you're a fan, that means you're a fanatic. And fanatics don't make reasonable decisions. They make emotional ones. All of their decisions are based on emotion. And if you ever made any decisions, one of the worst decisions that you can ever make is an emotional one. Because it's not fundamentally grounded. Man, this dude is the perfect celebrity figurehead for taking the country from a former first world country to a fifth world country, because that's why he was selected. What is celebrity figurehead Donald Trump really good at, known for? Bankruptcy. They picked the right dude. They got the right personality. And they're going to use this against everyone. They're going to ensure that everyone will be begging for professional politicians. Politically correct is always morally wrong. And that moral debasement will always be in place. They will make sure that, and they will make sure that that will be the will that you will be deciding, so that authority will be placed over you so that you'll never know liberty. So that privilege is always primary. What privilege? Their privilege. They sent the mark of privilege. So that privilege will always be primary over moral lawfulness. And the thing about this that's so disheartening is that we buy it. They can't do it unless we buy it. They're just there to sell it. They're just there to package it. They're just there to present it. We have to buy it, consume it, and digest it.
And then implement it.
And then what we do is that when we do that, we put it into our overall system, and then now it what becomes the energy form that our bodies have to live off of. And it is a GMO, genetically modified organism, that is now destroying our RNA and our DNA to where we're going to be plastic people.
infirmed bodies because we're expecting a natural body to live off of synthetic means. The diseases will always ravage and run through us and destroy us. And one of the diseases that we have is the political cancer known as government, where privilege is esteemed over moral lawfulness, where authority is invoked to negate liberty. Moral lawfulness is the spirit of the law, and liberty is what the great creator gives us. Not freedom, not rights. The Bill of Rights is nothing more than a statement of privilege for whom the overall writer and constructor and the author of the Bill of Rights that were written. Freedom is by the decree of man. Under their terms and their conditions, you can be free as long as you do this. And you subjugate and you surrender your free will. But the moment you do that, we will imprison you into the overall enslavement of our choosing. Hence, as Scotty always talks about in New Abolition, the 13th Amendment is overall legalizing enslavement. There is no form of slavery that's legal, that's morally lawful, that's spiritually astute. Man.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
You know, Dr. King called him out in his last speech. I'm getting a phone call. Hold up. In his last speech saying, be true to what you put on paper. I mean, they're not right. Even true to what they put on the 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights. But then even further, and I've been pointing this out, in 1948, the United States alone, this was right after World War II, maybe a few years after. When did it end? 1944?
Yep.
Okay. So 4 years later, you know, you had some people come together, and it was, I would call them grassroots people, not politicians or whatnot. But they came up with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And it's actually a pretty good document. But, you know, again, not that I need somebody else telling me what my rights are. And like you always say, long as I'm not intruding on somebody else, then who am I bothering? You know?
Right.
Who am I violating if you know? But anyway, they're not even true to that. Because now
no.
that they signed the Declaration of Universal Human Rights. And it says slavery is prohibited in all its forms. So it's talking about, it's acknowledging that there's different forms of enslavement.
That there's different forms, right.
And so did the United States go back and take out that exception clause out the 13th Amendment, slavery and voluntary servitude as punishment for quote-unquote crime? No, they didn't. And they continue to practice slavery to this day. And as I stated the other day, now it's all good that the UN says this and that about human rights. It's good that they have come here and did investigations and said solitary confinement is being used in the United States. It's torture. You know, it's good that they came out and acknowledged, because it's documentation, saying that the United States owes African Americans reparation, not just for the slavery past, but I would say the slavery present. But they also mentioned Jim Crow, that period, continued oppression and what happened. You're saying the U.S. owe reparation. Well, that's all fine and good that you put those words on papers, but where's your enforcement of it? Where are the sanctions against the United States for not adhering to these international laws or the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Okay, the only laws that are in effect are those that can be enforced. And if you can't enforce your rights, then you might as well not even have them. You might as well say they're non-existent.
Right. I hope everyone goes back and re-listens to this, because it's very important that you do. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Keith and I are going to dissect this a little further. And it's some things that we definitely need to talk about, because you need to know. They're telling you pretty much what's going to be happening. I would say when they tell you before they do it. And when they tell you they're going to do it, I would say believe them, because they are. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So we're going to pick back up. If you'd like to give us a call, 704-802-5054. 704-802-5054 is the call-in number. We got my man Keith here. Keith, we're going to pick up here. I just want to read this next paragraph, and then I want you to kind of, you know, jump in, Keith, on here, because it's very, very important, because Keith, and just give some of your commentary on it all. We want to go back to, listen, then we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. I want to pick up this Nothing But Criminals news article, commonly referred to as NBC News. And I'm going to unmute myself, Keith, so you could do it from in here. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. So here it is. Here we go. The law that Trump said he got rid of is the so-called Johnson Amendment, a provision inserted into law in 1954 by then Senator and future President Johnson of Texas. And hold on, let me just say this. He was then a senator, then future president by what? Assassination. And if you look at that, assassination, means, motive, opportunity, who probably did it? All leads to privileged families and privileged individuals. Texas like to have some privilege. No more. I'm not going to say no more. So, who was muffled that a conservative nonprofit group was helping his opponent. The law states that churches and charities are absolutely prohibited from direct or indirectly participating in or intervening in any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for elected public office. Let me stop there. Sounds like celebrity figurehead Trump is crazy and doing some things that the so-called, all of us so-called, or I wouldn't say all of us, but Democrats should be opposed to. Absolutely. But let me just stop you there. Let me just say, before you say that, let me give you a little hint. Trump is only doing what Obama was doing before him. If you remember, Eric Holder met with a bunch of church leaders to get rid of this whole thing. If you don't believe me, go look it up. Eric Holder had a secret meeting or a meeting. He called on all of the overall church leaders, particularly black churches, to come in because he wanted to do away with exactly what Trump said he was going to do away with. See, this is how they work. This ain't just all celebrity figurehead Trump. Your boy Eric Holder, I'm not talking about Keith, I'm talking about just everyone in general. You know, we have that term when we talk to people. Your boy Eric Holder, when he was the attorney general, was pushing for this in some of the other elections as well. So before you blame it on just celebrity figurehead Trump, you got to remember celebrity figurehead Trump and celebrity figurehead Obama don't make decisions. They read the script. They read the script that's teleprompted to them. And if they ever, ever, ever go off script, they get reminded from the ghost of Lyndon Johnson. Remember the oath that you took? Don't end up like Don't make me do what I had to do before in the past, because I will do it again. So this is critical. But one more time, the law says churches and charities are absolutely prohibited from directly or indirectly participating in or intervening in any political campaign on behalf or in opposition to any candidate for elective public office. Now, one of the things I'm most proud of getting rid of, is getting rid of the Johnson Amendment, the president said, talking about Trump. That was a disaster for you. The president doesn't have the power to repeal a law. Only Congress can do that. The Supreme Court also ruled a law can also rule a law is unconstitutional, but that has not happened in this case. Now, why is this all significant? Why do they want to get rid of that? Why is that so important? Here's the significance of that. It's privilege. See, the churches, the majority of the churches, in order to get classified as a church, you have to be what? A 501c organization, right? A 501c organization, 501c is regulated and determined and actually given by what? The IRS. The IRS is an extension of who? The U.S. government? No. You know who the IRS is an extension of? The bankers. The IRS is actually a private enforcement agency, just like the overall Federal Reserve Bank. The IRS is actually under the Federal Reserve, which is a private organization. So when you get a 501c, you're actually under the overall charter that determines the rules of what you can and can't do. You're also acting in some cases in a lot of terms in under, if by choice, you're acting as an agent. Why is that so significant? That's so significant because of violence that's coming. When the violence that comes, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get very, very familiar with a term, and that term is called the clergy response team. The wolf in sheep's clothing. You see, the overall wolf in sheep's clothing worked very, very well in the Catholic Church. Look at how many children they defiled. Look at how many children they abused. Look at the extent of what they were really doing behind closed doors and the privileges of their hall. Man. Is that saying that all of the churches are? No. No, absolutely not. It's the privileged ones that are. Because you don't get to be privileged unless you do what? Take the deal. Keith wants to chime in, so let me mute myself and let Keith jump in, and let me unmute Keith. Keith, go ahead. One second, Keith. Let me get you in. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that real quick here. Forgive me, y'all. You know, I talk about some stuff that my internet provider don't like me to talk about, so they make my internet real, real slow. But Scotty, if you could you the Wachahatchee line, the Texas line, if you would unmute that one. I'm having a problem doing it. I should have unmuted it earlier than had Keith unmute.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Dave, you did a lot of talking, and when I was listening to you,
I was sitting here thinking, well, you know, me and Dave see pretty much eye to eye on almost everything, but I'm going to have to jump on him. And he, in his very last three statements, he brought it all back around. And why that was so important to me is, if you look at the individuals that Donald Trump are talking about, these evangelicals that they're talking about, you'll see that almost none of them have they all have a lighter hue, except for a couple, one or two. And it's not necessarily about a color thing. I'm not saying that. But it's no more about a color thing than it is a church thing. He's talking to evangelicals that supported somebody that had nothing to do with Christianity. So if we go all the way back in history, when God was called somebody vipers, he was talking about the religious leaders of that day that had nothing to do with him. This is very similar to that, because what Trump is doing is he's getting a very powerful group of individuals that are known as a church, but in my opinion, most of the time have nothing to do with church.
Christianity.
There was an individual that's very high up in his organization right here from Texas, and he came out and he admitted, he said, the agenda that they're pushing is the most important gender that there is. If you're from the church with Christianity, you know that there is nothing more important than Christ's agenda. These people came out and said their agenda here on earth is the most important. That has nothing to do with Christ. So what Trump did here, he did several things, which is diabolical but ingenious at the same time. He's taken a very powerful group of people that lead masses to follow on to his evil agenda. When he took and did what he said, the 54th, the Johnson Act, he was doing away with that simply because he saw it as a way to further his agenda, which also furthered their agenda, which is not Jesus Christ's agenda, one iota. And that's a very important distinction.
Can I give you an amen, Pastor?
Brother, you can always give me an amen.
Well, amen to that. You know, me and my mom was talking about this yesterday, and she said, what's an evangelical? Does anybody have a definition of an evangelical? Are they different than Christians? I mean, we have all of these different labels that, quote unquote, Christians take on. But I wholeheartedly agree with you on the Viper comment. And there's a pastor who runs a, I think it's WorldNet. No, it's not WorldNet Daily. It's a black pastor. But like you said, color don't matter, because he's married to one of them lighter hue people you was talking about. But he started with broadcasting a little station, TV station out of South Carolina. And then he grew that. It's on cable up here in North Carolina right now. He's been one of the main campaigners. His name is Mark something. I can't think of his last name. He just lost trying to run for Congress. And I started following him, and I noticed, I accused him of spreading the gospel of Trump over the gospel of Christ, because I never hear him talking about Christ. He's always talking about Trump, like Trump is his idol, that false idol that the Bible speaks about. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, and that's very important, because, again, like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. This is no different. Satan has always done some of his best work under the cloak of Scripture. Now, what he does is, even from the very first sin in the garden, he approached Eve with what? He said, what did God say? Well, Satan, you don't care what God say. But he knew enough to deceive the people with the word. And this is no different than what you're seeing here.
Man, yes. And that was my whole thing, is that we have to, this is why I started off with privilege is never morally lawful. See, these groups, now there may be someone that classifies themselves as an evangelical, right? And they may have the best intentions and everything else. But see, they're not the decision makers. See, that's just one of the great things is, as we said, the devil in sheep in Sunday's best is what I always like to say, are the wolf in sheep's clothing. There's always the deceptive cloak of what the real agenda is. And what we're going to have here and what we're having here is that we're having privilege that's being placed before moral lawfulness. And that means that you're going to get a John McCain behind a jet. That just because John McCain's daddy and John McCain's granddaddy were admirals don't mean that John McCain can utilize an instrument that is going to be in the overall sphere of the physics of flight and gravity. John McCain wasn't able to do that very well because he was able to do it only because of privilege, not because of merit. And the exact same thing is going to happen here. You're getting people in position because of an agenda, not because there's moral merit. And this is where you have throughout history where you start to have where the people call for something in opposite to what the great creator has ordained. We don't want that. We want a man king. We want privilege. We want the immoral, unlawful privilege. And what you get from that is destruction. It's going to crash. Not one time, not two times, but three times. But what really happens is that you're going to crash every time. Because you start to move away. And there's always, and I was talking with Keith, there's always, when you deal with real money, when you deal with currency, every time we choose currency, there's actual a spirit of the law of violence that follows it, because you cannot put currency in place in substitute of God's money. Means that you will be impoverished, you will be disease ridden, you will be famine, you will have war. Because cash can't bring about life-sustainable necessities. Only money can. Only money can. And very important that we look at these things for what they are. Believe me, the selfie president, I'm going to call him selfie, the selfie president is there for a reason. Because it really develops and expands the narcissistic mentality or lunacy that we follow. And there's a destructiveness that goes along with that. Narcissistic is always fake. It's always a facade. It's always plastered in something that's not real. The economy is not real, and it's going to crash. Not one time, not two times, it's going to crash every time. Our economy has crashed. It crashes every day because it's based off of debt, and opposite of what the great creator has told us what we should be doing for sustainability. Until we do that, we'll never have liberty. We'll never have self-determination. We'll always have false justice in the written law of freedom. Because it all will be dictated by man. And this is why we crash and continuously crash. And until we do something that, until we go back to what's very easy to do, was that very easy to accomplish. But see, it seems like a utopia because we're so far from that now. We're so addicted to the celebrity figureheads that we allow them to have large entourages as a show of their overall authority over you.
And when we do that and we support that, it doesn't matter if Obama's riding in it or Trump is are riding in it. The craziness is the ones that are adhering to it. It's all a facade. And until we go back to not living, man not living on bread alone, until we go back to man living on the overall spoken money, the overall true intrinsic value of what the great creator has put here for our sustainability, doesn't matter if it's the Great Depression of the 30s, the overall economic crisis of the 70s, or the greatest recession of the 2000s, or the great disenfranchisement that we're going to see here, is always going to be one. There will always be exactions when we are not following the exactness of what sustains us. So, great, great show. Scotty, thank you for your input. Thank you all the Tando Radio Show listeners that for your input. We got to get ready to get out of here. Keith, Mike Smoke, as always. And as you can see why this gentleman is so important for us all. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.